We left off yesterday on Daf Peches on the days at the Mishnah. Just a couple of things we just to finish off from right before the Mishnah. The Gemara had recorded this concept of anan shlichu sayuka avdinan, the idea that even in a situation where theoretically you might need dayanu musmachim, because it says asher tasim lefneihem and we darshim lefneihem v'lo lefneihem v'lichavim and also lefneihem v'lo lefneihem v'yotos. Nevertheless, shlichus sayuka avdinan, we are doing the shlichus of the dayanim in Eretz Yisrael who are musmachim, and therefore that's good enough just to do their shlichus. The reason machlokas in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Beis, whether Gimel Hedyotos works for Hodos Vahalvos, using three Dayanim or not, Smuchim or Hedyotos, works for Hodos Vahalvos because of Shlichusayhu, or because Mida Oraisa, even Dayan Echad is really kosher. It's only a Chumra Mida Rabbanan that you need three Dayanim, and therefore we can be makel when it comes to Hodos Vahalvos not to require Smuchim. So since there is a machlokas over there, the Gemara over here assumes like one of those deos. The Gemara clearly assumes over here that shlichusayu kavdinan, it would seem to indicate that the accepted psak is that shlichusayu kavdinan, that the accepted psak is like that opinion. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Beis Halacha Yud asks on the Rambam that the Rambam paskins like Rav Acha over there, that min haTorah even dayan echad is kasher, and yet the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Halacha Ches that the reason why we have dinei Torah in Chutz La'aretz is because shlichus hayukah avdinan. So it's a stira in the Rambam. That's a well-known stira. A lot of the Akronim try to be miyashiv the Rambam one way or another. So just wanted to raise the issue. The second issue is Tosos points out that if you look at Tosos Dibur Maschil, Ihachi Gzelus V'Chavelus Nami, so the Gemara says that they would only be done assuming that Shlichus Ayukav Dinan by Hodos Valvos, but not by Gzelus V'Chavelus. So the Gemara had asked, well, why not? If Shlichus Ayukav Dinan, why don't we judge cases of Gzelus V'Chavelus as well? And the Gemara's answer was, nah, we only do it in situations where it's Shchiach, not in situations where it's not Shchiach. So Tosos over there by Gzelus V'Chavelus asks, what are you talking about? We were always done Gzelus V'Chavelus in many different places. Tosos quotes a couple of Gemaras. The Yishlomer Do Yudoch Kenos Al Yidei De Kavilei Zimna Le'eretz Yisrael Va'odam Rid Gzelus Al Yidei Chavelus Kamar Dein Dan Bebavel Shechavel B'Chaveru V'Gazalo. This is the second answer. First, Tosos said, the first answer he just says it could be that the way they would work it out is that they would force them to face a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael. They would tell them they're going to have to face a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, and that's the way they would deal with it in Chutz La'aretz. But second answer Tosos says Gzelus V'Chavelus does not mean Gzelus or Chavelus. It means when you steal from someone by beating them up, it's being chovel in a person until you steal from a person. So that's gzelus v'chavelus. It's not two separate items. It's mugging a person. So enoch nami, you will find in situations where they were done gzelus or chavelus, but not gzelus v'chavelus. And finally, last important point, there are many more important points, but the last one I'll mention is when the Gemara says b'milsa d'shchicha, right, that we only were v'dush l'chusayu when something that's a milsa d'shchicha, not in a milsa d'lo shchicha. So it says Tosos, umasha anu mekablim geirim, that which we're mekabel gerim nowadays, afal gav the gerd sarach gimel mumchin kedamim v'acholitz mishpat kasubei. Even though kabel's gerus l'chor requires three mumchin, we don't have three mumchin. Still, says Tosfos, the reason we do it is because of this. Amri davdin shlichusayi duchashiv kishchicha, that we're willing to say that avdin shlichusayi, because this is considered something that is that's shchiach. Gerus is considered something that's shchiach, and that's why it's okay to be mekabel gerim. Tells us that's the obvious question. It's nice to say we're doing the shlichus, but there's no one whose shlichus we can still be doing. There's no one in Eretz Yisrael who's allowed to be done anymore. I mean, so who's there are no Dayana Mumcha in Eretz Yisrael anymore. So whose shlichus could we possibly be doing when we're mekabel gerim? So Tosfos has this concept that it's not that we're mekabel the shlichus of the Dayana currently in Eretz Yisrael. Yeshlomer the shlichus to kamayi adina. We're doing the shlichus of the original Dayana. Meaning, what you see from here is this is not a din of normal shlichus. It's not that there is somebody there who is sending us on this mission to accomplish this, right? If that were the case, you would need them to still be alive. You would need them to have told us to do their shlichus. You don't really have that. We're just carrying forward what the concept of din that was established in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, says the Mishnah. New Mishnah on Daf Peches and Beis Advarim. Yatzah Shema Bi'ir Mekudeshes Harizim Mekudeshes. If rumor gets around the city that a girl who we previously thought was single, that she's Mekudeshes, everyone's going around saying she's Mekudeshes, so then we have a right to assume she's Mekudeshes. She's not allowed to get married to somebody else unless she receives a get from the person that the rumor was going around about that she had married. Mekureshes Harizim Mekureshes. If rumor was going around that she was divorced, so then we assume she's divorced. So at this point, Rashi points out, we're going to assume that what that means is you have a woman who's already married to a Kohen, and we have a and then a call goes out that she was Nisgarsha. So she's no longer allowed to stay with the Kohen because we listen to the call. That's what we're assuming. We're assuming that even though she's right now, Tachas Baila, right now, she's already Nisua, she's already married to her husband, still rumors going around that she's a Grusha is enough that we're gonna consider her a Grusha, that she's going to be Asura to her husband. Unless the Gemara says, Oblavach lo yeshama masla. Unless there's no masla. No masla means there's some reason that we can assume that the rumor is not true, or that the rumor is not strong, that it's that there's some way out of it. So the Gemara is going to say, well, ezu yamasla. What, the Mishnah rather says, ezu yamasla. What is a namasla? What's an example of that? If a rumor went around that she was Mekadesha, so that she was a Grusha, so what kind of a masla would weaken that rumor? So says the Gemara, I'll give an example for each. Girish Ishponius Ishto Altanai. Right, for Gerishin, an amasa would be that the rumor went around that not that just that she was Mugreshes, but that she was Mugreshes al Tanai. Oh, so if she was Mugreshes al Tanai, we have no idea if the Tanai was fulfilled or not. So since we don't know if the Tanai was or was not fulfilled, so that's called a valid amasa for that case. Or Zorek Lakidu Sheha, Savikar of La, Savikar of Lo. Zuya Masla, if he threw her a Kiddushin, and yes, the rumors are going around that she was Mugreshes. But then we listen, pay a little more careful attention to the rumors, and the rumors don't just say Mekudeshes, they say that he gave her a Kiddushin, but we have no idea if it was Karavlo or Karavlo. We have no idea if it was a valid Nisinas HaKiddushin. And therefore, it's going to still be considered a Safek, or it's not, meaning we're not going to rely on the rumor to cause her problems in a situation where you have an Amasla, where there's a possibility that even if the rumor is true, it's not effective. Even if he did give her the Kiddushin, it could be that it was Karav Lo anyway, and it's not effective. So, Frek the Gemara, going back on the case before, that if the call goes around that she's Mugureshes, so we assume she's Mugureshes and she has to leave her husband, who she's currently married to, so Frek the Gemara, Asrimim La Agavra, we're going to answer her on her husband. Don't we generally assume that any call that goes out after Nisun already happened, we're not going to be choshish for such a call? How can we answer her to her husband based on a rumor that comes out after she's already married? So says the Gemara, Hachikamar, Yata Shema Bi'ir Mekudeshes Harizim Mekudeshes. So no, we're misunderstanding the Mishnah. We read the first line of the Mishnah and we saw two cases. That if you see Shema, two totally independent and distinct cases. That if Yatzah Shema B'yeh that she's Mekudeshes, she's Mekudeshes. Yatzah Shema B'yeh that she's Mekudeshes, she's Mekudeshes. No, that's not Pshat. Yatzah Shema B'yeh Mekudeshes, I raise Mekudeshes. That line we got right. Right? The rumors go around, she's Mekudeshes, she is Mekudeshes. Mekudeshes u'Mekudeshes. The next case of Mekudeshes is building off the first case. It's saying if the call goes out that she's both Mekudeshes and Mugureshes, Harezu Mugureshes, then we assume she's Mugureshes, meaning that the call that goes out that she's Mugureshes is talking about a woman who we knew as a single woman. And then a call went out that she was Mekudeshes, And another call went out that she was Mugreshes from that same man. So the halacha is she's Mugreshes, meaning she's allowed to get married to whoever she wants now, obviously except for a kohen, she's allowed to get married she's allowed to get married now because we assume that yes, she may have been married, but she's Mugreshes, and therefore she's still a single girl. So it says in my time, kol v'shovro imo. Why is she muteres? Because kol v'shovro imo, the kol went out, but there was a receipt for that kol. There was a response to that kol, a counterweight to that kol, namely the other kol that she was megreshes. Fine. Amar Rava, yatzal Hashem mizana be'ir, ein chos shema. If rumors go around that she is a mizana, that she was mizana to ovdei chavim or to an eved, that would possibly her from kuhuna. So we don't have to worry about such rumors that she was mizana. We don't have to assume that she's in fact pasul kuhuna. My time, why don't we have to worry? It's Tama Pritzus, meaning people use the word Zona a little loosely sometimes. They see a woman who walks around dressed inappropriately, talking to people she shouldn't be talking to, whatever. They see her doing things she shouldn't be doing, and right away they say she's Mizana. Right away they say that she's a Zona. They don't know, there's no evidence that she's a Zona. You just see Tama, it's Pritzus Bialma. So therefore that's not enough to make her to make her so says Mar Kitanai Achlo Bashuk, if she was eating in the market, in the open market, or Girgura Bashuk, says Rashi, Girgura means Holcha Natuyas Garun, she walked in a way, in a priestistic way in the market. He Mika Bashuk, or she was nursing publicly. So Bakulan Rameir Omer Tete, in all these cases Rameir would say that's grounds for divorce. The husband should divorce his wife if she acts with such pretzels. Rabbi Kiva Omer Mishi Yisu V'yitnu Ba Muzaros Bulvana. Rabbi Kiva says the grounds for divorce is when the Muzaros Bulvana, when the women who are who do their needlework or whatever out in the public start talking about her, meaning when they talk about her in the beauty parlor. Right, when the women, wherever they gather to talk, the women who like to talk, gather to talk, and they start talking about her, that she's Mizana, that she's a Prutza, that she's... So once the rumors start flying about her over there, then you know that it's time to divorce her. Amla Rabbi Yochanan Menuri says, really, if that's the barometer, the beauty parlor barometer, we wait to see when the women in the beauty parlor start talking about her. Im kein lo inachta basla Avram Avinu sheyoshevas tachas baila. Right? Then no woman would be allowed to stay with her husband. Everyone would have to get divorced. So that's not what the Torah says. The Torah says only when you find Ervas Davar, only when you know of real Ervas Davar that you divorce her. And later on, when the term davar is used to describe the normal standard of edus of al pishnayim edum al pishlosha edum, so mala alan davar barur afkan davar barur, just like al pishnayim edum al pishlosha edum means you need edus with clarity about what exactly happened. So to over here, you want to divorce your wife, you can't do it based on the beauty parlor. You have to do it based on clarity, knowing what happened, not just based on rumors that are going around. Now, what does this mean that lohi nachta basla Avram Avinu? That if that's the standard, then there's not going to be any basla Avram Avinu that's going to be yosheves tachas baila. So says Rashi, sheish oivim motziim kol b'chinam beremez muat. Because sometimes women get the women who are talking, they dislike each other or they're angry at each other. They get a little catty and they'll say something about the other woman that they don't like just because they want to get them. So it's known to happen. So they'll do something like that. It's not necessarily the greatest raya just because a woman is being spoken about. If you look at Tosfos. The top Tosfos, even though the Dibur Maskil is different, Achla B'shuk, Yirgur or B'shuk, says Tosfos, Om Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Da'iri Shapir, B'kala D'kodim Nisuin, She'yatzal Da'a Kol Zeh, So that the call that we're talking about is a call that went out even before she was married. No, the imkain lo inach the basla of Ramavinu is imkain that you're talking about a call that was before Nisuin, that any rumors that went around about her even before she got married are now going to ruin her lekuhuna. So then no woman who marries a kohen is ever going to be able to stay with her husband who's a kohen. Sharehu in yodeh b'meshe dibro lekodem umay yesh lo lasos. Meaning it's a very unfair position to put the husband in. Here the guy is going and he marries a girl, she seems like a fine girl, and then because after 5 years of marriage he finds out that when she was in high school people spoke about her in a certain way or whatever, so every kohen is going to have to divorce his wife. How's he supposed to know? Apparently they didn't do as much checking into shiduchim as some people do nowadays, but how's he supposed to know? It's impossible for the husband to be aware of such a thing. So it can't be. So that's the imkein lo inach debasla of Ramavinu. So says the Gemara, Vayter, Tan Rabbanan, Bu'ula, Ein Choshishin La, Nesua, Ein Choshishin La, Arusa, Ein Choshishin La, meaning these are different rumors that might be going around. For instance, rumor that a woman is a Bu'ula, so who cares about a rumor that she's a Bu'ula? So we care because in terms of can she marry Kohen Gadol? So if the rumor goes around that she's a Bu'ula, we don't have to be Choshish for such a rumor in terms of her ability to marry Kohen Gadol. That's how Rashi understands. If you look at Tosfos writes, Bu'ula in Choshul, Pirish Bukuntrus, Mishum Bu'ula Kohen Gadol, Ulel Nami Pirish Yatzala Shemezanabir, Kigon Shinivala Lovikov, Malevit, the Pulsum Babiyav, Achrami of Masi Lafarish, Chevy Krisus, Rabbeinu Yitzchak says, no, the Stam Bi'ila Diznus, She'in Yadua, Mimi, Psula Lukuhuna, meaning Bu'ula just means that Stam, that we don't know who she had Bia with, and that would pass the Lukuhuna entirely. Vare Becheskas Bu'ula, Lenasun Lamzer, Achitavi Raila Devareh, because I mean Parakam the Ksumas, right? That she would have to prove who she had the Bia with, because otherwise we're going to assume the worst, and we're going to assume that she had a Bia with a possible person. Because after all, the Gemara says, De'eni Shabodeka Sumazana, if a woman's going to be Mazana, she doesn't check the guy's ichlus before she's mezana with somebody. That's not the way Znus normally works. And even if you say a woman is nemenes to say lakasha nevalti, that's if she's tining lakasha nevalti. But if she says, if she denies the whole thing, and we think that she was nevelis, or she has no idea, so then we're going to assume the worst. Then we're going to have to assume that she's pasul lakuna entirely. So anyway, so rumors go around that she's a bula, you don't have to worry about. Rumors go around that she's a nesua, even though we thought she was a single girl, so you don't have to worry about such rumors. Rumors go around that she's an arusa. Also, you don't have to worry. Shalolu ploni ain't choshen. What does it mean? Shalolu ploni says Rashi. Yatala kol shem kadeshes hayom. Rumors went around that she got married today. Avalo skiru shmo lomar leploni, but no one ever said who the chasen was. El neskatcha stam. Just rumors went around that she was married, but no one ever said who she was married to, so you don't have to worry about such rumors. If rumors went around that a woman was miskadeshes in a different place, so you don't have to worry about those rumors either. Mamzeres in choshenla. Rumors that she's a mamzeres, you don't have to worry about. Shivcha in choshenla. Hikdish ploni nechasav, hifkir ploni nechasav, ein choshenlahen. If your rumor that a guy was makdish is nechasim, in the sense that should we make all this guy's nechasim usher to him, or that he was mafkir is nechasim, can we go just take his stuff because it's all hefkir? We're not choshish for such things. Amr ula lo sheshamu kol havara, elkdeshi neiros dolkos and mitos matzos, men adam nechasim yotzin vam plonus miskadesh sayom, so then miskadeshes, meaning when are we going to worry about a rumor? Not enough when you just hear a kol havara, when you just hear that there's a noise going on. It has to be that you see there's a party, you see that there's a wedding going on, you see that there's something like a wedding going on, that the catering hall is rented out, the things are, the table is set, the caterers are there, there's musicians there, you see that things are going on. So then, and then the rumor goes out that she's a miskadesh sayam. Ah, so that's called that a rumor that she's miskadeshes. That would be a rumor that she's miskadeshes. Practically, Marv Dilma lo iktisha. Just because rumors went around that she was getting married, miskadeshes, Rashi says, means Asida lehiskadesh hayom means that she will be that she's going to get married today. So, fact of the matter, just because there were rumors that went around that she will be getting married today, is that a raya that she did get married? Maybe maybe the guy didn't show up. Maybe she turned around. She backed out at the last minute. So it says in Ima plumis niskadsha hayom. You have to say that the rumor was that she was niskadsha that day, meaning past tense, not that she was going to become a kudeshes, but that she already was. V'chein tani Levi lo sheyishmu kol havara. And Levi also said that when we talk about when the Mishnah says that a shame goes out that she's mukadeshes, also does not just mean that there's a kol havara that goes out. Elgadeshu neiros dolkos umitos matzaos v'nashim tavos la'araner usmeichos la. All the normal things that would accompany a wedding are present. Va'omros plonus miskadeshes hayom. Plonus miskadeshes hayom miskadeshes. So frankly more, miskadeshes v'demolulikdisha. How's miskadeshes good enough? Maybe miskadeshes just means that she was planning on getting married, but it never actually happened. So again, says Gemara, Amar Papa, Eima plonus niskadcha hayom. No, it means that the rumors went around that she already was miskadeshes, not just that she was going to be miskadeshes. Right, this is the difference between our Mishnah and this Braisa that we just quoted. We quoted this Braisa that says all these rumors you don't have to worry about. That she was not Rusa, that she was, right? Our Mishnah says, Miskadasha, so the rumors go around, you do have to worry about it. So this Gemara is explaining that difference, right? In our Mishnah, the reason we're worried about it is because it's not just a rumor. It's a rumor accompanied by all of this other evidence that she's probably Miskadasha. Amar Rabba Barbachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shashamu Kol Havara, El Tishim Neruz Dolko, Samitos Mitzos, Bneadim Nechnasim Yotzin, Amru Davar Zeh, Hu Kol. Right, that if you have other evidence that the candles are lit, the mitos are the beds that they would sit on, the couches that they would sit on by a chashuva su'uda, and people are going in and out of there, and you see they're using the valet parking and everything. So then you see that that's called a kol. Lo amru davar zeu amasla. But if they don't say anything, then it's an amasla. So frankly, what? That's not saying something is namasla. Lo amru v'lo amru v'lo klum. If they didn't say anything, so there were never any rumors about her. What do you mean that's not masla? The masla is when there were rumors that the woman was miskadeshes, and then for some reason there's something to weaken those rumors. Lo amru is an amasla. So says Rabba Bar Rav Huna that what we mean to say is to say against Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Damar amasla sham rafil mikan vad yud yamim. Rabba Rav Huna thinks that an amasla can work up until 10 days later. The rumors went around she's miskadeshes. 10 days later, someone's going to come and say, yeah, but it was Safikar of Law, Safikar of Law. That's good enough to cast a doubt on the entire original rumor. Kamash Malam, Lo Amru Hu Tahavi Amasla, Ho Amru Lo Havi Amasla, which, fitting into the words of the Gemara, doesn't really work so well. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains what the Kamash Malan is. He says, Kamash Malan, Hacha Lo Amru Davar Zeu Amasla, Vahachi Kamar. This is what it means to say, Lo Gamra Davar Lahotzi Kol Nukuyam Umusuyam. If the rumor originally never got out in a full, complete, strong way, but rather together with the kol there came other rumors that it was Safikar of Law, Safikar of Law, that there were questions about this Kiddushin. That's where that's an amasla, because at the same time that the original kol was going out, there was the Shovro Imo. Yeah, you also had the amasla with the kol. But if something comes out, the rumor comes out that she was Mekadeshes, period, and it doesn't say anything about Savikar Vla, Savikar Vla, and then days later you have an Amasla, that's not good enough. The Amasla has to come out at the beginning. Right? This is not the only area of Halacha where we have Amaslas. We have the major sugi of Amasla, I think, is in Mesechus Ksubos around Daf Chaf Beis or so, where the Gemara discusses that if a woman comes to town and she tells people that she's married, she tells people that she's mekadeshes to somebody, and then she's mekabelas kiddushin from somebody else. So the Gemara says, if nasa masla dvareha, so it's mekadeshes. If she gives some reason why she was saying that to people beforehand, why a single girl would go around saying she was married. For instance, let's say she's a very beautiful girl, and everyone wants to try to marry her. So she was saying that anashim shenamu hu gadim, that there were all these no good guys that were interested in me, and the easiest way to get them off my back that was to just say that I was married, so that's why I said that I was married. Sometimes it's considered a valid excuse. It's also in Nida. The Gemara talks about it used to be in those days when a woman was in Nida, it was not a private matter at all. She would wear what's called big day nidos. She would wear special clothing that everyone should recognize that she's a nida, which was obviously nowadays not important to do that, but in the days where you had to be known with tum and tara and you had to be careful about what was tame, what wasn't, so it was important to know who was a nida and who wasn't. So if a woman wore her big day nidos and then she told her husband later on, I'm uteris, don't worry, I'm really taharani, I really wasn't a nida. So again, the Gemara, this is in Shulchan Aruch also, says that if she has some sort of a masla, that's a good a masla, so that will then she'll be na'amenis, that she wasn't really a nida. But there are very precise rules about when a masla works. So I'll see manim in Shulchan Aruch about this. But anyway, says Gemar Vayter, Amar Biyaba Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav Lo Shishamu Kol Avar El Kedesh Yomar Ploni Mehechon Shama Miploni Uploni Miploni, meaning rumors aren't enough. You need to be able to trace the rumors. You have to be able to say, okay, where did you hear this, that she's Mekadesh? Oh, from so-and-so. Where did he hear it? And you have to go back to be able to trace the rumors back to Ubotkin V'holkin Atcher Magiyin L'Dover Abarer. You have to be able to trace it all the way back to the original source, until you get to something that's a clear position, that's clear evidence. Dover Abarer says, wait a second, once you have clear evidence, if you're able to trace it all the way back, Eidus Maliyasehu, that's really great Eidus. What do you mean, Davar Abari? You're never going to get Davar Abari. That would mean you have perfect Eidus. That's not just a call. No, not that you ever trace it all the way back to where the rumor originated, but you trace it back a couple of steps, and then the reason why you hit a dead end is because the next people who it came from, next people in line who the rumor may have come from, are not in town. They've gone to Medina Siam. So they're not in town. You're unable to investigate the matter. So that's a situation that we consider it a legitimate call. At least you were able to trace it back a couple of steps, and at least you know that you didn't necessarily meaning if you were to trace it back two steps, and then they said we heard from so and so, and you go to that guy and you say, no, how do you know this? And he says, I don't know what you're talking about, I never said anything about that. So then that's not even a call, right? That would be something that's not even a call. If you were to trace it back all the way and you actually to find Adam who saw it happen, so then you have Adam. So that's stronger than a call. It's when you're able to trace it back and you hit a dead end because the people are in Medina Siam, that's the call that we're talking about. So I'm going to buy the Rav Yosef Mevatlinan Kala Olam Mevatlinan. When you have a call, should we try to be Mevatel the Kala or not? So what does that mean? Should we try to be Mevatel the Kala? What are we talking about? So it says Rashi, two different Pshatim. Rashi says, either Shemanu Kol Yotzim Pinashim Mitinokos, you hear women and children talking about these rumors. So Meshaskanu Levatuli Kala Olam Meshaskanu Halvam Ruploni Shama Miploni V'chulei Lesson Dilashaylinu. Meaning, we're unable to trace it back. The women and the kids are talking. Should we try to do something about that? Should we try to say, you know what, just stop talking and let the call go away? And should we try to make the call go away? Or maybe no. Maybe that's the natural way for information to get out. That if the call goes out, there's something to it. And when there's smoke, there's fire. And we have to be choshesh. And we shouldn't try to quiet it down. We should let it play out and see that if there's enough smoke for us to be concerned about a fire. Inami, says Rashi, Chazru osam ploni ploni medina siam. No, the situation is we traced it all the way back to ploni ploni. Then we found that they were medina siam. We couldn't do anything about it. Had it stopped there, enough inami, you have a call. But what happened over here? They came back from medina siam. Va'armu, and they said lo hayidvar me'olam, meaning the call's already gotten out. We already declared it was a call. We already said, okay, we're choshish for this. And then they come back and say, lahadam, I don't know what you're talking about. We never saw anything, said anything. So mevatlin olam mevatlin, do we then go back and say, okay, now we're going to be mevatel the call? Had we found this originally that they didn't know what was happening, so then it wouldn't have had a status of a call in the first place. But we were unable to investigate because they were medina siam. So it had the status of a call. Now do we undo that status of a kol? That's how the second pshat says. Tosla says that the second pshat in Rashi is correct, right? He says near kpir sheni shabekudrus gon shachazu ploni ploni medin siyam var meloy dvar meolam. He says v'chein amrina lekaman ilayim lechi megalia de kedushin kamay lav kedushin vatin lekala. Fine, whatever. He says upir shrishon ein nira. Why does he not like the first pshat? I mean, he says the first pshat I don't like. It doesn't say why. Okay, but the point is that that these are the two pshat. The second pshat about mevatel kol is the preferred pshat. Now, why would we be mevatel kol? Because we have reason to be mevatel it. The person had the people, the original people, had come back and had said that we don't know anything about this. From the fact that Rav Chisda says that you don't do anything until you've heard from ksherim, so that's a raya that you're mevatel l'kol. Now, how's that a raya that you're mevatel l'kol in our situation where these people come back from Medina Siam and say we don't know anything? So Tos points out, the point is, you see that you're not easily choshish for a kol, that if you have some reason not to be choshish for a kol, you see you try not to be. So that's exactly what Rav Chisda is saying, that you shouldn't be choshish for a kol until you hear from ksherim. So who adin, you shouldn't be choshish for a kol when the people come back and say we don't know anything about it. So shema minam mevatim kol. So who we are mevatel kol. So frekni mar amalei adraba midam rav sheshes afilu. You're quoting me Rav Chisda, I'll quote you Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says that even if Nashim say something, that's enough to call it a call. So don't you see from there that you're not Mevatel Kol? Amalei, Atravasa Ninhu. That there is, it's a lesson of Asra, that there are multiple places, Mekamas, Mekamas Yesh, Besura Mevatli Kol, but Adalam Mevatli Kol, different Menagim, different places, that in Surah they had the minute to always be Mevatel Kol. In Arda, they would not be Mevatel Kol. Now the comment that Rav Chisda makes, Achi Yishmu Mepiak Sherim, seems a little curious, that the Kol only counts when Yermi Piak Sherim. Tosos points out, Afagav Damar Le'el V'Nashim Omros Plonis Niskacha, meaning previously we said, who's the one that's going around saying that a woman was miskadesh, that we're going to listen to the call? It's Nashim going around saying. So it's not ksherim le'edus. It's not people who are normal ksherim le'edus. It's Nashim that are going around talking. So he says, Shema mishum dahasim ikra raglayim l'davar. He says, maybe there's a it's different when there's raglayim l'davar, when there's reason to assume that the call is correct. And then and then the call comes even from people who are not ksherim. But if all you have to rely on is the call, it needs to come Dafka from ksherim. And then Tos says, but the other way out of the problem is v'isfarim degarsi ubnei adam nechnasim v'yotzin v'logarsim v'nashim. Some say that we shouldn't be goris, they're women at all, because they're not kanami. If it was just women, that wouldn't be strong enough. Hayid nafakal akala di ikdisha lebarbe rav. There was a woman who a kol went out that she was miskadeshes to a barbe rav, to a certain yeshiva student. So asir av chamala avua amalei emuli hechi avu uvda. So Rav Chama went to his father and he said, tell me, what's the exact story over here? Amalei al tanai kadesh. He was Mekadesh for Altanai that she doesn't go to the Beit Chozai, and she went. He says, no, when the kol came out, we didn't hear a word about it tonight. Now, only later on, you want to tell me about it tonight? Not good enough. Meaning in a masla that attaches a tanai to a kiddushin that we had heard about without any such tanai, it's too late to come up with a masla. Hayidu nafak ala kala de ikdusha ba'atsifa de tuchla ve'ina de beishifi. There was a woman that a kol went out that she was miskadeshes with atsifa de tuchla, which Rashi says are choslos. They're kelim that are made to help quickly ripen fruits. A kelim that are made that in such a way, they're made out of branches or whatever, that you would put dates in them when you want them to ripen more quickly, and then take the dates out as soon as they're ripe. So they're cheap little kelim. So a guy was a Mekadesh woman using these cheap kelim, these atzifa de tuchla. And where did he do it? On the Ein de Beishifi, on the Mayan by a certain place called Beishifi. So Shalch Ravi Dibar Vilkame Zabai, Ki Agav Nemai, says, what do we do in this case? He says, now, even if you hold, generally we're not mevatel l'kol, over here we are. Why? Because you have the right to assume that the Rabbanim checked into her kiddushin, and they found that, meaning people will assume, when you're mevatel it, that they're going to, if we're mevatel l'kol, we don't have to worry that people are going to think that she was mekudeshes and then she was yotzei below get. No, what are people going to assume? People know that she was miskadeshes with these cheap little nothings. So people will assume that the Rabbanan just paskin that what she had, that what she was miskadeshes with, was pachas mishavar pruta. Meaning even those who are inclined to believe rumors will realize that there's a reason that she wouldn't be miskadeshes, because it's pachas mishavar pruta. This idea of chasalos, these kinds of kelim, are actually Rav Moshe quotes in his tshuva about toveling disposable kelim, like a glass mayonnaise jar or a Snapple bottle or something like that, right? There's a discussion in the postkim. It's a glass jar. Why should you be allowed to drink out of it or use it without tefillas kelim? Any normal glass jar requires tefillas kelim. So Rav Moshe uses the example of chasalos. It's the closest thing we have to packaging in Shas. Right? Something that's used purely to hold something for a little while, but not really meant to be the actual clay suda. It's just the way it's sold, it's the way it comes. So perhaps there's makom to be makel in those situations based on the tum of atara status of chasalos. That's obviously not our sugi, I just thought I'd mention it because Rashi mentions the concept. Okay, anyway, says the Gemara, hayda nafaka lakala de ikdisha l'chad mibnei planya. The woman had a call go out that she was miskadeshes to one of the children of so-and-so, of a certain guy. The only thing is, didn't say which of his sons she was miskadeshes to, just that she was miskadeshes to one of his sons. Even if generally we're not mivatal kol, with this we will be. Why? Very simply, people will look into the, people will even if they're inclined to believe the kol, that she was mekabel kiddushin, mekabel's kiddushin, they'll assume that it was that the Rabbanan looked into it, and they realized that it was one of the younger children who was not yet bar mitzvah, who was unable to be mekadesh and isha, that gave her the kiddushin, and that's why there's nothing to worry about. A call went out that a woman was miskadeshes to a katan who looks like a gadol, a big boy. There's always like that one boy in the third grade who's shaving already, right? So she was miskadeshes to that guy. So amrle Rav Mordechai Ravashi have a uvda va'amr adayin lo gil palgus ruvein. You have to worry that people are going to assume that he was a gadol, and that that's going to cause him problems. So he says, no, you don't have to worry about such things because he acts in a childish manner. So you don't have to worry when someone acts in when he acts in a way that he's not, that he's clearly immature. So it's obvious that he's not a gadol. Ulvaj lotei shama masla. So the Mishnah said, as long as there's no amasla to undo the call. The amasla is going to work even up until 10 days later. Meaning, kol goes out, she's mekadeshes, even if a week later someone comes and says, but it was safekar of la, we're not sure if it was shavu pruta, something like that, still that's a good enough amasla to undo the kol. Rav Zvid says, b'makam amasla, when we're choshish for amasla, meaning even if there's not a real amasla, there's just reason to believe that there could be an amasla. There's a pesach l'davar that's what he means b'makam amasla. There's a pesach l'davar to believe that maybe we could come up with an amasla. We're choshish that maybe an amasla that maybe there is an amasla. Eisvei Rav Rav Zvid b'vach lotei sham amasla. He says, what are you talking about? That's not what the Mishnah says. Mishnah says, as long as there is no amasla, not as long as there's no possibility, ulai, maybe, yeah, there could be. No, it says that as long as there is no amasla. So I'm like, b'makam amasla kamar. He says, no, it shouldn't say b'lat shlotei sham amasla, it should say b'makam amasla, that even if there's any makam for an amasla, that counts as an amasla. I'm like, Rav Kana, Rav Papa, v'atla tizbros, Rav Kana says, Rav Papa, what, you don't hold this way? That makam amasla is good enough? Let's say a woman's husband goes to Medina Siam and he never shows up, he never returns, and then when the Eidechot comes and says that that the husband is dead, so she's on the halacha, she's allowed to get remarried. So what if she goes and she accepts, she's mekabel's kiddushin from someone she doesn't have nisuin, and then the husband comes home. The husband says, I'm alive. Right, he comes home and he's alive. So the halacha is she's allowed to go back to that first husband. He doesn't even have to say he's alive. If he comes home, that's good enough. We know he's alive. So then she's allowed to go back to the first husband. So why is that so? Isn't that because people are going to assume namasla? Meaning the word obviously got out that she was mekabelas kiddushin from someone else. How can we let her just leave that someone else and go back to the original husband? Word is out that she was mekabelas kiddushin. Isn't it because people are going to assume namasla that maybe the kiddushin was only al tanai? So says Mar, no. Shani yasim dasi bal v'kama arer. No, people aren't going to assume the namasla. People will see that her original husband is back home, and then he's screaming that I never divorced my wife, and then I never died. So but if that's the case, even if she had nisuin, it should also be the case. Even if a woman had, she had full nisuin, and her husband comes home, she should be able to go back to her original husband. And we know that's not true. This that's one of the cases of teitz mizem mizem v'kol adrach me'eluba. So says Mar Nises to of the yisura katzur rabbanan. Skatched of the yisura lo katzur rabbanan. If she was mekabelas nisuin, if she got married totally, so then she's done nisuin, therefore the rabbanan made a knas. But kiddushin, she hasn't done anything, and therefore the rabbanan did not make a knas in her. Amar Ravashi kol kolad lo eschazik beidin lav kolahu. Any kol that's not eschazik beidin, that hasn't been accepted in beisdin, is not a kol. Amar Ravashi kol kolad debas nisuin lo cheshin le. Any kol after nisuin is not going to be anything we're going to worry about. Had debas eris and cheshin le. But that implies that a kol that comes out after she's ready mekabelas kiddushin, we would be cheshish about. Rav Chaviva amar afilu debas eris and nami lo cheshin le. Rav Chaviva says no, even if it's after eris, we're not going to be cheshish. Vehilchasa lo cheshin le. The halacha is we're not choshish for a call after Erisin. Amr of Yirmiyah Barabba, Shalchalim Mbe Rav Lishmuel. Ilan Den Rabbeinu, Yatzalah Kol Merishon Uba Achar Vekitcha Kiddushay Torah Mahu. What if a call went around that she was a Mekabelas Kiddushin from somebody, and then she was actually Mekabelas Kiddushin from someone else? So a call went around that she was Miskadeshes to Ruven. And then we see that she's Mekabelas Kiddushin from Shimon. What's the din then? So Shalchlu Teitzev Amidu Adavar Al Burio. He says, let her right now go leave the husband, and we'll try to look into the matter of Odiyuni, and let me know what happens. So Mai, what are we talking about? You look into the matter. What are we going to find out? Ile Medim Megali Milsa the Kedusha Dekamelav Kedusha Malininu. If you mean to say that if it becomes clear that the first guy's kiddushin was not a valid kiddushin, right, was not a good kiddushin, then we'll be mevatel the kol v'hanarda asher d'shmul v'lam mevatel kala. But in Narda, that wasn't their practice. We said in Amud Aleph, they weren't mevatel the kol in Narda, and Narda was Shmuel's location. Eladi imegalia milsa de kedusha kama kedusha ma'alyaninu lo tzricha get misheni. No, we're going to look into it so that we can hopefully come out with the with evidence that Reuven's kedushin was actually a valid kedushin, and therefore you're not going to require a get from the second guy. Upligad Ravuna, dam Ravuna yeshisha pashli yada v'kibul kedushin me'achum mukadashes. And Ravuna says that this is against Ravuna because Ravuna holds that if a woman is already married and she's mekabelas kedushin from someone else, that she's mukadashes. Why? I need Rav Nuna. Dam Rav Nuna. Yisham Rabal Yerushalayim. Nemenes Chazaki Ani Shemizu Panah Bifnei Bala. Because a woman is believed to say that she's miskaresha. So if she's mekabelas kiddushin from someone else, obviously she doesn't think she could be married to two men. Obviously that's her way of saying I've been divorced, and we believe a woman to say that she's been divorced. But if the other shita would say no, that when do we say that a woman is believed only if she says it in front of her husband, but not in front of her husband's face? We assume she'll have plenty of chutzpah. Just two more lines. What if we can't find evidence? Then she divorces the first guy, marries the second guy. But divorcing the second guy and marrying the first guy is not an option. My time, because people will say that she's being maksu gushaso, that the guy is remarrying a woman from Erison. 30 seconds, let's get to the Mishnah. Shinna braid Ravid Yomar, af megari sheni v'nosi rishon. You could even be megarish the second guy and marry the first guy. Meimar amri, ayni rabbanu b'kiddushay ta'os ha'va. Because people will just assume that the rabbanu discovered that in fact the whole kiddush was a kiddushay ta'os. Yatzala kol mizel mizel ma'u. What if a call went out that she was miskadeshes to two guys? Amra papa avzu megarish rishon v'nosi sheni. Even in that case, she should be megarish the first one, marry the second one. Amemra mutaris l'shem. Amemra says whichever one she wants, she can marry. Vilksa mutaris l'shem. And that's how we pass, and she can marry whichever one she wants.